at the Magic Hour with Michael McCallum. This is an internet broadcasting podcast brought to you by my independent film company, Rebel Pictures, and the Michigan Business Network. We are hunkered down doing the show remotely because, well, the pandemic is still going on. Rod Serling is standing in the corner chain smoking during what we are now living in a sixth month of the Twilight Zone never-ending episode. So I want to give a big shout out to good friends, Anthony Tucker Amirante, who's allowing us to use his secret studio to do this show remotely from, and my good friend Christian Bring It All, who is helping do the sound recording on this episode. So a lot's been happening. Still doing the Pickup Lansing events, hashtag Pickup Lansing. Big shout out to Omar Karim for helping start that. We had, I think, the most volunteers out today, which was really cool. So trying to get in as many as we can before the weather takes a big old white dump on us. That means snow. And so, yeah, listeners, by the time you hear this, God knows it could be way down the road, but we are nearing the election, nearing Halloween, which I guess both are trick-or-treat times. So Rebel Pictures has been hanging in there. We've been doing everything we can possibly to keep projects out there, some things in pre-production over this tough time. Had a great conversation with Christian and Tucker about, just trying to continue doing projects. I think if you're being safe and considerate of one another, there's no damn reason why you can't be creating something during this time. And if you're not, you might just be using another excuse to not create. So were you doing stuff before this? If not, you might want to take a hard look at yourself in the mirror. So you can go to rebelpictures.net for updates, the news section there, or look us up on Facebook and Twitter as well. And my Instagram is more of my photography and stuff. So I don't really share a lot of film stuff on there. So, but that's where you can find me. So rebelpictures.net, stuff's been doing well in the festival circuit, even with a lot of festivals changing to do more online fare. I know one thing I wanted to mention was The Pewter Brothers, which was a short film that Christian worked on with myself and Scott Basden, Ann Cope, my father, William C. McCallum, and Wolf Hogan, won Best Film of the Festival at the Couch Film Festival in New Jersey. And pretty incredible. It was one of seven finalists for Best Film, and then one Best Film of the Festival out of over 600 submissions. So really cool that that little comedic film has done so well on the festival circuit when it was made in just 2 weeks for the Capital City Film Festival's Fortnite Film Contest, which didn't do well there, but it got some laughs. So that's good for a comedy. But we're really proud of it. So I'm looking and in the process of trying to get some of those recent competition films available online for you to rent. So in kind of a remote studio today is a new friend, good guy, local business owner, DeQuinn Boykins. Thanks for being on, DeQuinn.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
So we met during the Pickup Lansing event. So why don't you tell, you know, listeners a little bit about yourself and the local businesses that you own and operate?
Absolutely. My name is DeQuinn Boykins, as mentioned, and I'm the owner of the One Share Media Group. I also own the Lansing Area Shop local app. Now, I started this business earlier this year, actually on Leap Day. So earlier this year, it was kind of like a kumbaya, and then all heck broke loose and things changed. But we're out here still supporting local businesses, and that's why I'm promoting my app. More information about myself is that I grew up in Flint, so I'm a native Michigander, and I moved here to Lansing about 4 years ago, and I started as a consultant working for a company called Netcinity, and I got some experience about learning with sales or whatnot, And then I asked my mentor, I said, how can I improve? And he said, hey, he said, you can actually own your business and get more people to help you. So that's how I got here.
With the help of a trusted mentor.
Yes.
It's so important. I think whatever you're into business wise or creatively or for your job that or any interests that you do have somebody that can kind of help you through those tough times as a mentor. I think back and I go, man, I had some great teachers and I had a lot of shitty teachers too that I think I learned as much from some of the shitty ones that I did from some of the great ones. So native, you know, Flintstone, if you will. And how long have you been in Lansing now?
Yes, about 4 years.
4 years. So a little bit with the your app. So that started, you started this year, and I know the pandemic's probably been really tough to keep a business going. I know from my own perspective with Rebel Pictures and doing a lot of photography for different events, everything's been on hold. So how has that been challenging for you to try to keep going with this dream that you have?
It's been challenging because a lot of businesses are already struggling. A lot of businesses, they already need help. They need probably new staff. And a lot of businesses, they just don't have the money. So for me to offer something to local businesses where they may have to pay, they may not feel comfortable with that. But the way we've been getting by is coming up with new ways of advertising and thinking about different deals that we can offer to local businesses so they don't feel overwhelmed and know that we're trying to help and not be a burden toward those businesses.
That's great. I think we're going to take just a quick pause for the cause here. We're going to be back with DeQuinn Boykins talking about his business and kind of the things that he's done to keep it going through these tough times. This is the Magic Hour with Michael McCallum, Rebel Pictures, Michigan Business Network.